Greetings to each one this morning. As I got up and looked out the window this morning, I just had to think of God's goodness, reminded again of His goodness, and just blessed my heart to see how God's promises are carried out and their time and changing of the seasons, the birds flying over and the baby calf running in the field. It's just beautiful. But most of all, I had to think of the blessing of what we get to enjoy through Christ and the blessing of being able to serve a risen Lord. This morning, I felt led to speak on mostly toward the men this morning, but I also will touch a little bit on godly women also. I thought I'd, before I started, ask two questions, or a couple questions, maybe one to the young boys. What is it about your father that you appreciated about your father? Anybody. Can be the young men too. Ty, what do you appreciate about your father?
Works hard to give us food.
All right, he works, he cares for you. He works hard to care for your needs, that's good. What about to our brethren, what do you appreciate about the brother sitting beside you? Or the one who, the different brethren you get to mingle with? What do you appreciate about that? Okay, working in unity. I had to think of the blessings this morning of brotherhood, but also of the blessings that we get to experience from our Heavenly Father, but also the blessings we get to experience in church life with one another. And even as I thought and pondered about the blessings I got to experience growing up from my father who is faithful. And I count it a great privilege to have been able to experience these things. And I want this message to be a burden or a challenge to us to continue on and press on in His work. And the title of the message this morning is God Needs Faithful Men. I've chosen to take the passage from 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verses 1 through 7. It says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also, that thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." The Bible, I think, has lots to say about faithful fathers, leaders, men. And maybe it's because men have a lot on their shoulders. They are to lead out in meeting the needs of their families, meeting the needs of the church, each other, and it can feel daunting at times. And yet, I found this scripture encouraging, and I had to think of, I'd like to bring out different things this morning that God is looking for in faithful men. Men who are willing to fill the role that God has called them to do. Some of the things I've noticed in this passage is God needs men, fearless men. Men who are willing to face the challenges of life head on. Men who understand that God is in control and that we can have the confidence to move forward through whatever challenge is placed before us. God also needs strong men. In verse 3, it says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Enduring there speaks of one who has some stamina, one who is willing to stand on his own two feet and to, not just by himself, we know God is with us, but be willing to face what God is putting, what God will lead us through, knowing that God is with us. God also needs loving men. Men that care about others. Men who love Christ more than earthly things. It brings out that a man, a spiritual man, faithful man, will be one who will not entangle himself with the affairs of this life. Because it's more important to please God, who hath chosen him to be a soldier of Christ. God also needs faithful men to be sound men. Sound in doctrine, understanding where they stand and before God, and men who are grounded in truth. So we think of fearless men. Fearless men stand up and move forward as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, living out his faith and obedience, even though the enemy of our souls try to make us fear. God does not want us to cower in fear, but rather move forward. I had to think of the beautiful example of David and Goliath. David, seeing it properly, he said, "God will fight for us. God is behind this. And with that, I can move forward. With a sling and a little stone, we can move forward knowing that God will help us. We do not need to fear the giants that are about us in our day." God needs strong men who are grounded in truth, those who are willing to endure hardness for the cause of Christ. We have many men that have gone on before that have proved and stayed faithful, who went through very hard times, even lost their life for the cause of Christ. A very worthwhile cause. God also needs loving men who care about the Lord's work and about helping others. Men who speak the truth in love to his neighbor. We talked about that this morning. What more can I think it's good and it's healthy that we think about what more we could do to reach out to the needs about us. Let's be open and willing to take the opportunities that God gives to us. God needs sound men, men who do not entangle themselves with the things that distract, but rather keeping his focus on being a true soldier. One who puts his energy into the Lord's work, grounded in faith. In our passage this morning, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, we find Paul giving a charge to Timothy. Paul encouraged Timothy to teach others what Paul had taught him, who in turn, Paul helped to prepare him so that in turn, Timothy could take up this work and teach others. And I'd just like this to be a challenge to our young men this morning. Youth, what you learned from your parents and what you've learned in growing up in church life, count it as a privilege, because God wants you to exercise your gift. He will call you in ways where you can teach others. Timothy was just a youth during this time. He was not very old. He was also, he also took to heart what his mother and grandmother taught him and learned from them. And this is often taught from a young childhood on up, how to be respectful and to honor our parents and to learn when we come of age to honor and respect what God has called us to do. In this charge, we can see how the Lord's church was to grow and propagate itself. God desires that the church will grow, and we all need to take a part in this, young and old. God wants faithful men to stand in the gap, to take the initiative to do everything we can to build his church. Those who are taught teaching others, a continuous cycle of learning and teaching. We could say we're in school every day, learning from God's word, studying it, so that we have an answer to give. From our text, I'd like to look at what kind of men God needs. As it was brought out in our title, God needs faithful men. God needs faithful men whom the Lord can trust, entrust his work, and depend on. Can he depend on you this morning to carry his message? He has given us a solemn charge of being a message bearer for him to those around us. Let's keep that message clear so that people can see Christ through us and the message we give. God is faithful to give us everything we need in his work. He has promised to give us understanding and wisdom. You think of a soldier moving forward, facing the challenges of life. God gives him his spiritual armor to face the challenges ahead of him. And it is proven and it does work. But there's a warning. Don't entangle yourself and become lax. Leave part of your armor behind. We need all of it. Verse 5 talks, if a man also strives for mastery, let him not be crowned except he strive lawfully. We're in a race, but God wants us to be willing to strive, to work at it, put effort into it. He even talks about a farmer here, the husbandman, that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. We have to understand and know Christ personally in our life to be faithful and to carry on this work. It's an important work. We need to think about. It calls us in verse 7 to consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. We need to think about what God wants for us to do. And that can be through study and preparation and prayer. God needs faithful men who are grounded and settled in word. Let's understudy it so we can understand the word clearly. This is a thing that takes where we need schooling day to day. It's important that we learn it. 2 Timothy 1 verse 13, it says, holding fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. And then in chapter 3, verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. These two references, I believe, speak of the understanding the importance of the word is in our own lives, and living it out in obedience, continuing in it, passing it to the future generations. Faithful men will keep their vision alive in their homes and in the work of the church. Men who preach and teach the truth of God and practice what they preach and teach in everyday living. This is what God is looking for. Living it out. Men who not only have received the grace of God and are true believers in Christ, but are also men who have integrity and uprightness. Their conduct in their daily life shows that they serve a risen Savior. Men who love the Word of God are willing to speak it boldly and faithfully and keep nothing back that is profitable. Even sometimes we feel like it's hard to speak the truth because it might be sharp. Let's be faithful in doing what we're to do. The truth is the truth. I clearly remember one day going to work with the man that I worked with. We were good friends. He was a Czechoslovakian fella and divorced and remarried. And I didn't open the subject that I'm aware of. He opened it up. He knew. Apparently we had talked about it briefly before about how God looks at divorce and remarriage. I clearly remember driving to work one day, and we were partway. I was driving, and he brought this subject up and asked me what I had to say about it. Now I just told him what the Bible says about divorce and remarriage. I didn't say this is my words, this is what the Bible says. And he immediately just got enraged. It just made him furious. And he kind of leaned across the truck and just hollering in my face, and I thought he was going to hit me. And I just said, John, I said, it's not my idea, it's God's. It's what the Word speaks. I'm just speaking what the Word says. And I believe it. Well, we got to the job. He got in his machine and I got in mine. That was the end of the conversation for a bit. We were working away for maybe half an hour. And all at once, he comes driving over to my machine. And we used to... If he wanted to say something to somebody and we were driving Earth Mover, we'd just pull our machines up close together, and we'd tell each other what we wanted to say. Well, he did that. I stopped, and he pulled up right beside me, and his attitude was totally changed. He said, Gene, I just am very, very sorry for the way I'd acted. He said, I understand what you're saying. It wasn't your idea. He said, I'm just sorry. You know, we had a really good day the rest of the day. But speak the truth. I never regretted speaking the truth. If he'd hit me, well, so be it. But at least I would have been cleared before him. Speaking half-truth would not work, because then I would not have been doing my part like I should have. Declare the whole truth, the whole counsel of God, without trying to make concession or water down the word or alter it in any way. We know what the Bible says in Revelation about taking away meaning of the word, not being faithful in speaking it the way God has intended. There's serious consequences for that, adding to it or taking away from it. God also needs faithful men who are committed to become good stewards of the gospel which is committed to their trust. We have the awesome responsibility of taking the word, what God gives to us, and sharing it the way it is supposed to be shared. God needs spiritually discerning men who carefully and prayerfully teach and preach and share the word in its entirety and true meaning. Second point I have is God needs teachable men. Men are willing to be taught by others. Timothy was this, and I believe Paul was this too. These men learned the importance of having a listening ear to learn by being taught from others. Unless we are humble men willing to learn and be taught, God's method will not work. Timothy himself was this good example. He learned it from his mother and his grandmother. He appreciated them. I believe he showed respect to them. He honored them. Timothy was willing to go with Paul and be taught by him. In Acts 16, verses 1 to 3, it talks about that. It says, then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, certain disciples there, Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, and believed, and his father was a Greek, which is well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all his father was a Greek. And see Timothy traveled with him and learned from him. He was willing to grow and learn from him. Members who are willing to be students first can then go on to be effective teachers, and a great blessing to the Lord's work. God needs men who are willing, faithful men who are willing to apply themselves in study. This takes discipline. Self-study is an important part of preparing to teach. How can we effectively carry on, promote the teaching of God's word if we do not effectively, or how can we effectively promote it if we don't study and dig into it? God wants us to apply it and dig into it. Prayer is also very essential in our study. It opens a door for God to enlighten us to the profound truths in his word. I sense the need of this more and more as I study and try to understand his word. There's so many things to learn, and I appreciate the interest of your prayers as I fill my role. And may we all remember each other as we carry on this gospel message, that we would remember one another, that we would be clear in our message. We need to be men who apply ourselves in teaching ourselves through personal study. We cannot expect to be spoon-fed all the time. We need to take the initiative. Dig in. Being spoon-fed all the time makes lazy people. And laziness doesn't make the mind operate like it should. God needs faithful men who take advantage of every opportunity to learn, whether it be from someone else or from the privacy of their own study. They love the truth that much. Then they notice that God needs, which brings to our third point, men who are willing to get busy and teach other men. Unless you're willing to get to work and teach others, God's method will not work. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17, what Timothy learned from Paul prepared him to go out and teach. He was a faithful minister and a faithful leader in God's work. You do not have to be an ordained brother just to be faithful and carrying on his gospel message. It can be all of us. Let's take where God has called and placed you and be faithful in it. In 1 Timothy 1, verse 3, Paul had full confidence in Timothy that he could faithfully teach the word. I like the thought of this. Having full confidence in one another. And part of that is encouraging one another to motivate one another to do more or to reach out. It helps to encourage others to stand up and to move forward. Men who love the truth will not keep it to themselves, but will with joy share it with others. God needs faithful men who will exercise their gifts to teaching to the best of their ability. God wants faithful men who have a willing heart. In conclusion, for the gospel message to spread and the Lord's church to grow, God needs touch on the points I brought out. Willing men, men who are faithful, men who are teachable, and men who will teach. God also needs faithful women. Let's just look at Titus chapter 2, verse 3. Women have a part in this too. He brings out, we'll just read maybe verses 1 down. Speak thou things that should become sound doctrine. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. Then he mentions the women. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, and to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And it touches on young men. Likewise, exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned. He that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Young men, young women, old and young alike, God is looking for faithfulness in each of us. Those who are willing to learn and carry on his work and serve the Lord where God has called you. May we be faithful and take the challenge where God has placed us in carrying on the work of the church. May God add his blessing. Let's call for